I don't want to damage the case that I have ongoing with RT, but at the same time, I think that it's very easy to bring anybody into a room and to talk about bringing millions into the county, Donegal, which has always been a deprived county, and to promise, I suppose, myself as a public representative, that there's going to be great things to come and that they're bringing millions of euros of investment for on the one energy sector. And anybody that knows me knows that my construction background, that was one of the things that I would have been very much focused on the development of one farm development, on the construction of the concrete bases through my steel business and concrete business. So whenever we went into the room, we had an interview on a business capacity for 45 minutes. Probably, I think it might have been 43 minutes to be precise. I have not been furnished with the full transcript of the meeting, but at the same time, there's nobody knows better what happened in that meeting than myself, because I can't recall word for word what was said. But I think it's very easy to cut and edit any recording or transcript for that matter, and to try and incriminate anybody to be doing any wrongdoing. But the one thing that I will say quite clearly is that I said on several occasions to the undercover reporter, which I found out now, but at that time I led to believe was an investor coming in to invest millions in the county, was that I said on my political capacity, I do not want anything. So I look forward to getting my good name cleared and the result of the ethic register.
Last time I spoke to you, you were hoping it was going to be sorted within the week.
Yeah, exactly, Greg. I think that
this is Joe Peoples that has this responsibility.
It's out of my control. It's completely out of my control. I would love the sooner it's resolved, the better. But unfortunately, it could be a dragged out process. I don't know how long it's going to take.
But you cocked up big time, didn't you?
Oh, of course, yeah.
I mean, regardless of whether you think your views were misrepresented. Even if you said what you said, but you didn't mean it, and you just said it for whatever reason, I don't know. I'm not here to defend you or anyway, but either way, it was a B-up.
Well, look, Greg, I think that you can look at it from two sides of the coin. First of all, no matter what way RT broadcast it, I would rather them broadcast that against me than for them to come on and run a show and say, we rang John O'Donnell, we were bringing millions of euros into the county, and he told us he was too busy to meet us, or he didn't want to meet us, or he wasn't interested in bringing millions of euros of investment into the county. On the other side of the coin, I think that anybody that knows me and knows me well knows that whenever I go in to do business with anybody, I'm a straight shooter, I'm a straight talker. I'm 90% of the time not politically correct, because I just shoot from the hip. I talk from the heart. I tell people the way it is. I was open to do business. I talked on a positive note. I wanted to make sure and have that person leave in that room that they felt like Donegal was a place to do business, that there was no negativity coming out of it. To be fair, I'm sure you've seen it yourself. It was a beautiful looking blonde lady.
I haven't seen
hands
it.
Up, hands up. I was caught.
Yeah. So can you rehabilitate your public profile for the next general election? I mean, you would be here as a candidate if it wasn't for that programme. Is that a fair assessment?
It's a fair assessment. It is a fair assessment. And I think for myself, if I went on to contest the general election, it would have been wrong of me to do that, not only on my team, but on my family as well, until I get my good name cleared. For me to contest a general election in the future, I'm going to rule nothing in and rule nothing out. The only focus I have at the moment, Greg, is to get the ethics register findings completely drawn to a close. Whatever the findings of that's going to be, which I know myself and my heart and soul are going to be positive, but until that, people are going to say, well, are they going to be positive? Because you're always, I would have thought in this world, innocent till found guilty, but unfortunately for myself, there was a lot of people that cast judge and jury on me prior to these fines, so I have to sit back on the sidelines on this election, and I had to watch from the sidelines and just see what way it unfolds.